Welcome back to the Guildhall Podcast. So, we have been on a bit of a hiatus, I'm sure people have noticed. Basically, because of changes, life changes, and scheduling conflicts, we haven't really been able to get together that much recently. So, to tide people over, I did a bit of an experiment. Today, you're going to hear me running a bunch of AI adventurers through a campaign. This is to finish off the Feywild storyline, which my players have largely ignored. All the voices you hear will be AI generated. All the decisions that they make are AI generated. The only thing that is non-AI is the narrator, quote unquote, me. Anything that is said by the narrator is going to be me as the DM giving input into the story. I hope you guys enjoy. Take care. And hopefully I'll see you guys at the table soon.
Welcome back to the Guildhall Podcast. Please visit us at the-guildhall.net and join us on Discord.
Start of scene. Eterna's bedchambers, Nessus. Rest does not come easy to Eterna. She does not even know if sleep is necessary anymore. Her body seems to be filled with energy. Instead, she allows herself to meditate, her mind finding a state more akin to a reverie than sleep.
The very essence of her being seems to pulse with an overwhelming sense of power and purpose as she allows herself to fall into the depths of meditation, her every thought and sensation seeming to fade away into a state of pure, unfiltered consciousness. The balance of the nine hells, a balance that must be maintained at all costs, she murmurs to herself, the words echoing within the very confines of her mind, as if speaking them aloud in the silence of her bedchamber. The weight of responsibility, a responsibility that I must now bear with strength and resolve. A faint hint of a smile tugs at the corners of her lips. A testament to the newfound hope and determination that now flows from within the very core of her heart. For I know now that I am not alone in this path. That there are others out there, like Caleb, who have walked the same roads, faced the same trials, and yet found their way towards the true path of balance and order. She closes her eyes, her mind drifting towards the dreamscape, a place where the boundaries of reality are stretched thin, and the imagination knows no limits.
I have been waiting for you, Ilara, the Keeper of Dreams says.
Her eyes widen slightly as she hears the voice of the Keeper of Dreams, a being who has always been a source of both fear and fascination for her. A being who now seems to hold the key to understanding the very mysteries of the dreamlands themselves. Ole Lukoya, she whispers his name, the sound of it carrying an overwhelming sense of reverence, an awe that seems to resonate deep within the very core of her being. It feels like it has been many years since I have seen you. What brings you to me now, in these dreams that seem to bind all of existence together?
Even though you have attained divinity, you are still the girl who walked through the dreamlands. I would be your escort tonight to the place you wish to go.
A faint sense of excitement and anticipation begins to flow through her veins as she listens to the words of the Keeper of Dreams. A being who has now offered to be her guide on the path, towards the very heart of the dreamlands themselves. The dreamlands. She murmurs softly, a sense of longing and nostalgia beginning to tinge her voice as she speaks of a place that holds so many memories for her, a place that has been a source of both fear and wonder for so long. It has been far too long since I have wandered through those lands, lost in the embrace of the imagination itself. She takes a step towards Ololukoye, the very essence of her being seeming to pulse with an overwhelming sense of curiosity and desire to explore the realms of dreams and imagination once again. I would be honored to accept the offer to be my guide on this journey, Ololukoya, for I know now that the true power of a goddess lies not only in the strength of her arm, but also in the grace of her imagination.
The landscape changes, and Eterna feels herself let go of her power, and she finds herself back on the school grounds of Frostburn Academy, her childhood home.
The very essence of her being seems to tremble with a mixture of emotions as she finds herself transported back to the very place where her childhood was spent, a place that now holds both the memories of her past and the promise of the future. Frostburn Academy. She whispers softly, her voice carrying a sense of nostalgia and wonder that seems to resonate deep within the very core of her soul. The place of my childhood, where I first began to learn about the true power of the mind and the spirit. She takes a deep breath, the very air of the academy seeming to fill her with an overwhelming sense of comfort and familiarity. And now, as I stand upon the threshold between the realms of dreams and reality, I find myself wondering about the choices that I have made, the paths that I have followed, and the dreams that I have dared to believe in.
Mistweaver appears, standing by her side. She seems to purr contentedly, her tail swishing slowly through the air. She looks around, her ears twitching.
Ah, Guardian, you still believe you need to protect one who has attained so much power as Alara here?
The heart remembers the past, no matter how much you might try to hide it. She responds with a soft mew and a flick of her tail. I know Alara. She was a child who always dreamed big with an unending passion and spirit to match. I know that, even though the world is far different than what she used to know, there are still dreams and wishes she has that haven't been fulfilled. And I believe the time is ripe for that to finally change.
I do too. I spoke with another about giving her a connection to anchor her spirit. It felt like a fair thing to do for someone who sacrificed her mortality for the Feywild.
Then you do trust the idea of an anchor to keep her tied to the real world, to help keep her grounded and balanced? He asked, her ears pricked forward, and her tail twitched slightly.
Her eyes widened slightly at the mention of the anchor, a sense of curiosity and hope beginning to stir within the very depths of her heart. An anchor? I have not thought of such a thing, but I suppose that it could be a useful tool in maintaining the balance that I now bear. She looks towards Olukoye and Mistweaver, a mixture of trust and determination beginning to flow from within the very core of her being. I would welcome such a gift, should it come to pass, for it would be a testament to the faith and the belief that others have in my ability to lead and guide with wisdom and compassion.
I'm right here, Alara. Don't you know you'll always be mine? Don't forget to find me when the time is right.
Her heart races as she hears the voice of the young Tamaris, her every being seeming to tremble with a mixture of love, longing, and fear. Tamaris, she whispers his name, her voice barely audible as it carries an overwhelming sense of hope and determination through the very air of the school grounds. You will not be forgotten. My heart knows that you are out there, waiting for the time to be right once more. And until that day comes, I shall hold on to the promise of our love with an unyielding determination and hope. She closes her eyes, her mind drifting towards the memories of the past, memories that are now woven together with the hopes and dreams of the future. You will be found, my love. And when that day comes, we shall embrace one another once more and face whatever challenges and trials may lie ahead with a united heart and soul.
Tamaros realizes that Alara may not fully remember him. His eyes burn with determination and hope as he hears her voice again after so many years of dreaming, praying, and hoping that she could remember. He will not stop until he finds her. His heart and his spirit will be the guiding beacon.
She sees Tamaros and knows this is important. She decides it is time to test her own powers. She tries to cast a spell to allow him to manifest fully in the dreamscape.
Mistweaver's spirit energy dissipates as she gives up her life to allow Tamaris to re-enter the dreamscape.
As Ilara's love and support for Tamaris shines, so too does Tamaris' love for her. The connection is finally strong enough to allow Tamaris to cross into the dreamscape completely unobstructed.
Alara sees Tamaris' spirit return to the dreamscape once more.
Tamaris steps forward, his eyes filled with a mixture of love and relief as he stands once more in the presence of Alara, the love of his life. You're here, Alara. I'm so glad, so relieved. He takes a step towards her, his arms outstretched as he reaches out to her. My love, my Alara, you don't have to tell me anything. I can see it in your eyes. You still remember me.
Tamaros sees the woman he loves transformed from the woman he remembers to the Lord of the Nine, a devil in the nine hells, and a goddess.
A gasp escapes from Tamaris's lips as he takes in the sight of Alara, her once familiar visage now transformed into the majestic visage of a goddess, her power and glory radiating from every being of hers. Alara, no. He whispers softly, his voice thick with a mixture of shock, fear, and disbelief, as he tries to reconcile the love of his past with the divine being that now stands before him. What have you done? How did you become so powerful? He takes a step back, his heart racing with an overwhelming sense of confusion and fear, as he tries to make sense of the world that has now turned upside down. But you're still my Alara, aren't you?
Alara's eyes widen in surprise and fear as she looks upon the man who once meant everything to her, the man who had now become the embodiment of everything that she had lost and yearned for all these years. Tamaros. No, she whispers his name, the sound of it carrying an overwhelming sense of sorrow and longing that seems to echo through the very depths of her being. You shouldn't be here. Nemesis, you shouldn't see me like this. I don't know what you must be feeling, seeing me now as the very goddess of the nine hells. She takes a step towards him, the very essence of her being seeming to pulse with a mix of love, longing, and fear. But please, Tamaros, you must believe me when I say that I still hold your love within the depths of my heart, and though my form has changed, my soul remains the same, and my love for you has never faded.
Tamaros's heart swells with a mixture of emotions as he stands in the presence of Alara, now a goddess of unimaginable power, yet his love remains unchanged. It can't be. He mumbles under his breath as if trying to convince himself. Then his voice takes a stronger form. No, Alara. Your words, they cannot change the truth of who you truly are. His gaze intensifies as he speaks his mind. You're a goddess. A deity. An object of worship. How can this be? Why? Why must you be this way? When did you decide that you didn't need a heart anymore? I know what you feel. I see it in your eyes. You love. But can't you love again? His words come out as a question, a plea from a soul that wants so badly for there to be more than the harsh reality. Tell me, Alara, when was the moment that you realized you needed to abandon love? Because, for me, that is the greatest sin.
A sob escapes from her lips as she looks upon the man who once held her heart, now standing before her with an intensity that threatens to consume her very essence. No, she whispers, her voice barely audible as it echoes through the depths of the dreamscape. No, Tamaros. It isn't like that. I didn't choose this. I didn't abandon love, and I certainly didn't abandon you. But it wasn't just me. I had to be a queen, to bring order and balance to the nine hells, to be a leader for those who were lost and alone. She takes a step towards him, her hands reaching out as if trying to bridge the gap between their very being. I still love you, more than anything. More than any other love I could ever have felt. A tear rolls down her cheek, her eyes shining with a mixture of sorrow and longing as she tries to make him understand. Please, Tamaros, just believe me. Trust me. And maybe one day we can find a way to be together again.
Tamaros stands frozen in place as he listens to Elara's plea. Her words carry the weight of all their shared history. But at the same time, the chasm of time and power separates them. He feels lost and overwhelmed. You have always been the center of my world. The reason I hold on to the love we had, and the dreams we shared. To see you, to feel your love still, his voice trembles as he speaks. But can we really be together again? He asks hesitantly. What is stopping us? I don't know what you can feel as a goddess, but you can't deny what you feel within yourself. A love for me. Can we just have our love now, and make it real again? I can feel the power within you now. But you are not just a god, You are also a soul, Ilara. A soul that loved me as much as I love you. He moves closer to her. Tell me, how do I bind myself to you? How do I make this love real again, when reality is turned upside down?
A flicker of hope and determination sparks within Ilara's eyes as she hears the words of the man she once loved and has now found again in this dreamlike existence. Yes, yes, she whispers, her voice filled with a newfound strength and conviction as she steps closer towards Tamaris. I can share my divinity with you, Tamaris. It is a powerful and sacred thing, but it is also a choice that would bind your soul to the nine hells and to me. Her eyes narrow, a fierce determination burning within their depths. And yes, this love is real as any love that has ever been known in all of existence. For you see, Tamaris, true love, transcends all boundaries and all constraints. It knows no limits, no bounds, no barriers. And that is what has kept me holding on to you all these years, the knowledge that our love, it is more than anything this world could ever offer.
Ilara, this is what I wanted since we first became separated. His voice is thick with emotion as he speaks his mind. I know we cannot be together in the same way that we once were. Our love has been tainted by fate and circumstance. His lips curve into a smile as he sees his Ilara once again. But now you are offering to bind me to your side through divine power. I accept, Ilara. I will be your chosen one. Together, we will face all challenges, and we will rise above them to prove that love can conquer all.
Aeterna has selected Tamaris to become a chosen. End of scene. Start of scene. Once again, Mistweaver finds herself in the realm of the Gloaming Fae, her spirit recovering.
Ah, Guardian, I see you are back with us once more.
Yes, Keeper. She purrs as she stands up and stretches her limbs, feeling more alive than ever before. And I am more grateful than ever that you gave me a second chance at life, at becoming the companion I once was. This has all been a blessing, really.
This is your third life. You have 6 left, Guardian, and it has not been that long since you had your second, so you are burning your spirit out quickly. Be careful, your power is not without its limits.
Of course, Keeper. I will take care. She looks thoughtful for a moment, and then continues with her own train of thought. You know, when I first found Tamaris and Ilara, I think I understand now. Ilara isn't just Ilara anymore. She has become something else, something so powerful. And Tamaris is love. It's changed too. She looks up at Olo with eyes that hold a deep sadness in their depths. Can love really survive something like this? Can it even be the same as before?
No, it can't be the same. Nothing is ever the same. Change is the way of things. We come from the Feywild. The very seasons turn over themselves. You may find yourself in summer again, but you have changed with the past winter. Their love has evolved as we all evolve.
So you're saying, even though it will be different, it will still be them? She asks, her voice barely above a whisper.
Yes, Guardian. The seasons may come and go, but they return.
A slight smile touches the corners of Mistweaver's mouth as she hears Ol's words, the realization of hope and promise, filling her every being with a warmth that she has not felt in so long. Yes, yes, I suppose that's true. She turns her gaze towards the sky, her eyes seeming to gaze into the very depths of the cosmos itself as she speaks her thoughts. Perhaps, in this grand tapestry of time and existence, our love is simply another thread, one that has woven itself into the very fabric of the universe itself, never to be unraveled, but only to be transformed and remolded as the seasons come and grow. She turns back towards Ole, a newfound determination and hope burning within the depths of her eyes. And so, Ole, if this is our fate, if our love is meant to be a part of the grand story of existence, then so be it.
End of scene. Start of scene. Nessus. As the party wakes up, they are greeted not just by Aeterna, but Tamaris as well. He has returned as a chosen of the new god.
Aeterna's eyes shine with joy and relief as she watches her chosen rise to their feet once more, a smile stretching across her face as she takes in the sight of her beloved standing by her side once again. My love, my chosen, I have missed you more than words can say, and now to see you return to me, whole and true. She reaches out, her arms wrapping around Tamaris's neck as she pulls him close, burying her face against his chest as she lets out a soft sigh of relief. I am so glad that you have found your way back to me, and I am even more grateful that you have chosen to become one with my essence, to be a part of the balance and order that I seek to maintain as the ruler of the nine hells themselves.
Tamaris tightens his embrace around her waist and kisses the top of her head. Ilara, my goddess, he murmurs, his voice filled with reverence and love as he speaks her name. I have always been yours, and I will always be yours, no matter the changes that fate brings into our lives. He pulls back just enough to look into her eyes, the love and devotion that he holds for her shining bright and clear in their depths. And to think that we have found our way back to each other after so long apart, it is truly a miracle. One that I never thought could ever be possible, but here we are now, together once again.
Aeterna looks up at him, her eyes shimmering with tears of happiness and joy as she takes in the sight of her beloved, now standing before her as a true and faithful chosen of her own divinity. Yes, Tamaris, it is truly a miracle, one that I could never have dreamed of in my wildest of dreams. She pulls back just enough to trace her finger along the outline of his jawline, her touch gentle and tender as she marvels at the change that now lies within him. And now, my love, we shall stand together as rulers of the nine hells, maintaining the balance and order that must be kept in check for the sake of all of those who dwell within their realms. She reaches up, her hand cupping his cheek as she leans in to press her lips against his, the kiss filled with passion and love that seems to ignite the very air around them. For we are one now, my love, our souls bound together by the very power of divinity itself.
Gromgar stands in awe at the sight of Tamaris, his heart filled with a mix of shock, fear, and admiration. He looks to Ilara for explanation. Tamaris, how can this be?
Aeterna turns towards her chosen, her voice echoing throughout the throne room as she speaks of the love that has brought them together once again. My dear friends, I stand before you as Ilara Glynshade, ruler of Nessus, the ninth layer of the nine hells themselves. And here by my side stands Tamaris Nebulan, my chosen, my beloved, a man who has transcended death and become one with my very essence. She gestures towards Tamaris with a proud and loving smile upon her lips. And now, together, we stand united in our love and devotion for one another, ready to face all challenges that may come our way and maintain the balance and order that must be kept in check for the sake of all of those who dwell within the realms of the nine hells.
As Layla listens to Ilara's words, a mixture of confusion and wonder washes over her, the sight of Tamaris standing before her as a chosen of Ilara's divinity, leaving her both astonished and touched. Ilara, she speaks softly, her voice trembling with emotion as she finds herself at a loss for words. This is truly something beyond my wildest of dreams. To see you two reunited, both here in this place, where even time itself seems to stand still, it is a sight that fills my heart with an overwhelming sense of joy and love. She takes a deep breath, a determined expression settling upon her features as she speaks her thoughts. And now, with you both as leaders, I know that our company will continue to be a force for good in these realms, protecting the innocent and standing strong against the forces of darkness that seek to undermine all that we hold dear.
Elendil limps forward, leaning heavily on the staff, his every being trembling with a mixture of pain and gratitude as he steps into the throne room.
Valerissa steps forward,
a fierce determination burning in her eyes as she looks upon her friends, her heart swelling with love and pride for each and every one of them. She speaks softly, her voice carrying a sense of gratitude and devotion that seems to fill the very air around her. I am grateful to stand with you all once again, my dearest friends and companions. Your love, your strength, and your unwavering loyalty are the things that truly make us a family. She looks towards Ilara and Tamaris, her smile widening as she marvels at the miracle of their love, the power of it shining brightly from their every beam. To see you two reunited such a long, arduous time, it is truly a miracle beyond words, and one that fills my heart with joy and hope for the future. She steps forward, reaching out to place her hands upon their shoulders in a gesture of unity and support. Together as one, we shall stand against the darkness that threatens to consume this world.
Tamaros smiles warmly towards Valarissa as she speaks, the love and unity of their little family, filling him with a sense of strength and purpose as he stands by Alara's side. You are right, Valarissa. Together, we are stronger than we have ever been before. And now, with Tamaros returned and united with my goddess, our bonds have only become more unbreakable. He looks to each member of the company, his eyes shining with gratitude and love, as he speaks his mind. And so, my friends and companions, let us raise our swords and our voices in a cry of love and defiance. For we will stand united, as one, to face whatever challenges may lie ahead. And we will emerge victorious in the end.
Aeterna turns her gaze towards her company. The love and determination that has grown within her since her return shining brightly upon the faces of each of them. My beloved friends, now that the nightmare of Corellon's avatar has come to an end, and with our company stronger than ever before, it is time for us to face the next challenge that awaits us. She pauses for a moment, her thoughts turning towards the Spring Fae and the Queen who has entrusted her with the duty of choosing a worthy ruler for their kind. As you may know, the Queen of the Unseelie Court has asked me to choose one among you to rule over the Spring Fae. She looks upon her companions with a mixture of hope and longing, her heart beating with an overwhelming sense of love and pride as she speaks her words. It is a great responsibility, and one that should be taken seriously. And so, I ask each of you to take a moment to consider the words that you would offer to the Queen and the Spring Fae, for they shall be the voices and the hearts through which our love and unity will be judged.
Tamaros stands silent, contemplating for a moment before he speaks. His words carry the weight of 1,000 years and the love for all his comrades. The Spring Fae have a need for someone who understands the balance, someone who is patient, gentle, yet strong enough to maintain order in times of chaos. He looks at each of the other members of the company, meeting their gazes for a brief moment, then turning back to address the goddess.
Elendil speaks up with a deep breath and a resolute voice, his love for all of his companions shining in the depths of his eyes. I cannot be the one to rule over the Spring Fae, as my heart now lies with the Summer Court and its queen. But I do know a true and gentle soul who would bring love, light, and balance to the Spring Fae. She is Lila Whisperwind, one whose voice has the power to sing away the sorrow and lift up the weary spirits, and whose heart is as pure and compassionate as the morning dew that glistens on the leaves of the Spring Fae's forests. He looks to Lila, a smile of support and affection upon his lips. So let it be, my friends. May the wisdom and love of the Spring Fae guide you, and may Lila's spirit fill your hearts with joy and hope, even in the darkest of time.
As Lila hears the words of her dear friends and companions, Lila finds herself overwhelmed with a mixture of surprise, humility, and determination. She looks down at the ground for a moment, her mind swirling with thoughts of the responsibility that lies ahead. Thank you, Elendil. Your words, filled with love and support, mean more to me than you could ever imagine. She looks up towards Tamaris and Aeterna, a determined glint in her eyes as she speaks. And now, I must say, I accept your nomination. It is a great honor to be considered worthy of ruling over the Spring Fae, and I promise that I will do my very best to be the best leader I can be. She takes a deep breath, her heart pounding with a mix of excitement and nerves as she faces the challenge that lies ahead. Together with the love and support of our friends and companions, I am confident that we shall face whatever trials may come our way.
Leela, your wisdom and your grace are known to us all. To see you called to lead such a noble people, it makes me very proud. She says, her words filled with sincerity. We shall miss you on our journey, but your place amongst our group has been solidified by the Queen herself. Your duties are to lead the Spring Fae into an age of balance and love.
My heart shall always be with my dear friends and companions, she says softly, looking towards Valerissa with love shining in her eyes. Even though I must now take up the duties of leadership for the Spring Fae, I promise you this, dear Valerissa. When spring becomes summer and the cycles of nature bring us together once again, I shall return to you and to all our company. She smiles warmly, her voice filled with a sense of hope and longing. Until then, may our love and our bonds remain strong, unbreakable in the face of whatever challenges may come our way. And know, my friends, that I shall carry your love and your spirit in my heart as I begin my new journey as a ruler for the Spring Fae.
Valerissa notes at Leela's words, a smile tugging at the corner of her mouth. Of course, my dear Leela, our bond in love shall not be broken by distance nor time. She places a hand over Leela's heart. Remember to lead the Spring Fae with wisdom and compassion. My heart is with you, now and forever.
End of scene. Start of scene. With the armies of the Nine Hells and Winter Fae laying siege to the court of the Spring Fae, Corellon is routed. His power has waned greatly since he lost his avatar, and he is barely a shadow of his former self. Most of his court lays down their arms as his city falls.
The Queen of Air and Darkness, head of the Unseelie Court, arrives to speak with Eterna. You seem to have a better hold of yourself now than the last time we spoke.
I'm learning to balance my newfound divinity with my emotions. I look to the scene before us as the Spring Fae Court lay down their arms and flee. I know this is a victory for us, but I can't help but feel a tinge of sadness as I see the once beautiful court in such a state.
The Spirit Cat listens with attentive ears as she watches the battle unfold around her, her mind already beginning to race with the potential implications of what has occurred.
Leela steps forward to face the Queen, her heart pounding with anticipation and nervousness as she stands before such a powerful and intimidating figure. I am Leela Whisperwind, one chosen by Alara Glintshade to rule over the Spring Fae.
A druid. Seems fitting enough. I have no problem. Eterna laid her claim for the realm, and I have no objection. Now, I am here to tell you, Eterna. Let Leela rule over the realm alone. The Feywild can't be controlled by an external force. The Nine Hells can't rule over the courts of spring.
Eterna turns to face the Queen, her eyes filled with determination and a newfound sense of purpose as she speaks with a clear and resolute voice. I understand, my Queen. As the ruler of Nessus, and my primary goal must be to maintain the balance and order of the Nine Hells and its realms. She looks towards Leela, her smile warming as she acknowledges her new friend. And so, Leela, I must entrust your care over the Spring Fae, allowing you to rule over them in peace and prosperity, without interference from myself or my other courts. She bows her head in respect and gratitude towards the Queen of Air and Darkness. Thank you, Great Queen. I shall heed your wisdom and ensure that the balance of power and the harmony of the Fae realms remain unbroken.
Leela bows respectfully to the Queen, a smile of gratitude and determination upon her face as she speaks her own thoughts. I accept this responsibility, my Queen, and I promise, as Leela Whisperwind, to rule over the Spring Fae with the love, wisdom, and compassion that they so rightfully deserve. She looks to the Spring Fae, who remain under the watchful gaze of her companions, their faces filled with a mix of hope, uncertainty, and resignation. My heart will always be with my beloved friends and companions, and I shall keep our love and unity strong in my heart as I lead the Spring Fae into this new era. She raises her staff above her head, the power of the Fae realm coursing through her being, a symbol of her newfound role and responsibility.
As Lila leaves, Queen Mab stays in the room with Eterna.
And now for the other matter. After giving a signal, two warriors of the Winter Court come into the room with another, in cold iron chains. They bring into the room a broken Corellon, Larithian. I believe you claimed him as well when you killed his avatar. Do you wish to take this prisoner?
Eterna's eyes widen as she beholds the sight of her former enemy, broken and weakened, standing before her now as a captive. The power and determination that had once been so formidable, now reduced to nothing but a mere shadow of what it once was. Yes, Queen Mab, he belongs to me. She reaches out, her fingers gently tracing the outline of the broken wings. The symbol of his former glory, now a reminder of his current state. And I will make sure that he is brought to justice for his crimes against my kind. The balance must be maintained, and those who have sought to undermine it shall face their proper end. She turns towards him, her eyes boring into his very soul as she speaks. Speak, Corellon. How did this fate befall you? How did a great god like yourself fall so far?
It was pride and love, the broken man said.
Eterna looks towards the queen, a slight hint of sorrow and regret in her eyes as she speaks. Is this why you have brought him here? To hear the tale of a man whose fall from grace was so steep, even he now finds himself bound and defeated in the face of those who had once been his sworn enemies.
No, you claimed him at Frostburn Academy. I have simply fulfilled a wish to the Lord of the Nine Hells. I don't care about his fall or his fate. His greed could have brought the whole Feywild to ruin, and it certainly caused harm to my court. I don't care what happens to him now, for he won't ever rule again.
Tamaraos looks with pity at his once arch foe. He walks closer, his steps measured. He reaches a hand out to Corellon's face, stroking the broken remains of what once was. He speaks gently, almost tenderly. You were a man of power, Corellon, and a man of great dreams. But dreams like love can also blind us. That you fell, you know. But perhaps it was not an all too foreign feeling even to us, though we were strong, and the price we paid. Perhaps, just perhaps, we are stronger because of it.
Corellon looks at Tamaros. You think I will be stronger now that I am in chains, and my soul will line the halls of Avernus.
I know the Nine Hells do not change one, but instead reveal one. He says softly, with a quiet strength and wisdom that belies his mortal form. Perhaps even there, you may yet find the path that was always meant for you, and find redemption. He speaks with no judgment or condescension, just the quiet hope and faith in the soul that could be within even the darkest of hearts.
Eterna listens with rapt attention as Tamaros speaks, his words carrying a profound depth of understanding and compassion that moves her heart more than she can possibly express. She turns towards the Queen of Air and Darkness, her gaze sharp and determined as she speaks her thoughts. My queen, you have done well in fulfilling your part of this bargain, but now I must ask for one more boon from you. She steps towards the chained god, her eyes filled with a mixture of pity and triumph as she looks upon his broken form. I would ask you, as a final act of mercy and honor towards one who had once been so mighty, to see to it that Corellon is given a proper burial and send him to his eternal rest.
Queen Mab give a signal to her guards, and without a word, they bring a sword down on the head of Corellon and sever his neck. His head falls to floor. I will light the fires tonight, so we can be done with the pretender.
As the queen carries out her part of the deal, Eterna steps forward, and retrieves the head from the ground, cradling it gently within her hands as she looks upon the once mighty god who now lies broken and defeated before her. She takes a deep breath, the weight of her responsibility and the power she now carries settling upon her shoulders, with a renewed sense of determination and resolve. I thank you, my queen, for even though our paths may diverge from this point onward, you have helped bring balance and order to the Feywild, and that is an act of great mercy and courage in and of itself. She steps towards the fallen god, her heart filled with a mixture of sorrow and hope as she gazes upon his broken form. Corellon, I know your soul now belongs to me, but perhaps in death you may yet find your way towards the peace that your heart longed for so many ages. With a gentle nod, she turns towards her companions, her eyes shining with determination and pride as she steps towards her role as the ruler of Nessus, the ninth layer of the nine hells.
End of scene. Start of scene. The party meets together one last time at the site of the Corellon's fall. His body lays on a funeral pyre. The devils return to their plane, and Queen Mab took her forces back to the Winter Court.
Aterna steps forward, her voice echoing through the wind as she speaks to the assembled crowd. We stand here today to witness the final chapter of a great and mighty god. Corellon, ruler of the seasons, now lies at the end of his days. She reaches out, her hand gently touching the face of the fallen god, a moment of quiet reverence passing between the two. We have fought and died, laughed and cried, together with you, Corellon. You brought joy, wonder, and awe to our lives, with the beauty and grandeur of your power. But alas, you were also blinded by the weight of your own ambition and greed, which led to your downfall. She stands up straight, her eyes glistening with tears of sorrow, and a sense of loss that seems to fill the very air around her as she speaks. But even though we now face the end of an era, let us remember the lessons that we learned from our journey. For it is within the face of adversity and loss that we find strength and the resolve to carry on, no matter what the future may bring.
Tamaros stands silent for a moment, contemplating the words that he has spoken to the assembled crowd as he watches the funeral pyre of his once foe. Corellon Larethian, ruler of the seasons, your fall has been a bitter victory, and a lesson to all of those who would let ambition blind their hearts and cloud their judgment. His voice is steady and strong, his words carrying the weight of truth, and a sense of justice that seemed to echo through the very essence of existence. But remember, even in the face of defeat, there is still hope for redemption. It is through the power of love, forgiveness, and the strength of the human spirit that we shall rise above our darkest moments and forge a new path towards a brighter tomorrow.
As Elendil watches the funeral pyre, his thoughts wander back to all the battles he fought alongside his beloved friends and companions. Corellon, your power was beyond anything we could have imagined, but in the end, it was your own ambition and greed that sealed your fate. He looks at the pyre, a mixture of sadness and reverence in his eyes, as he speaks his final thoughts to his fallen enemy.
As the party stands around the pyre, Elendil feels the power of the whispering seraphim lute, calling to him to play the song of remembrance once again.
He picks up the lute and begins to play. Whispering seraphim song of remembrance, come forth and join us on this sacred journey. His voice rings through the wind, his fingers dancing across the strings of the lute, as he pours all of his heart and soul into the ancient song that seems to echo the very essence of existence itself. We stand here today, bound together by the ties of love, friendship, and the quest for justice and balance, even though we now bid farewell to one who was once our greatest foe. We remember him for the man he truly was, not just for the power and the glory that he once held upon his shoulder. He finishes his song and stands silent, the emotions he poured into it washing over the assembled crowd like a wave, binding them together in a moment of unity and shared remembrance.
As the song fades away into the wind, Valarissa steps forward, her voice echoing with the weight of the memories and the emotions that seem to fill the air. Corellon Larethian, your name will live on through the songs and legends of those who knew you. She looks down at the pyre, her eyes glistening with tears as she speaks her final words of farewell. May your spirit find rest now, my friend. View.
Lila steps forward to join Valerissa, her voice carrying a sense of unity and hope as she speaks of their shared journey and the strength of the bonds that now bind them together. And so we continue on our quest, carrying the wisdom and the lessons that we have learned with us, as we journey through the trials that lie ahead of us. She smiles gently, her eyes filled with a mixture of sadness and determination as she looks towards her companions. But now, it is time for us to take our leave of this place and continue on with our lives, for we have work to do and dreams to pursue.
To Corellon, rest in peace.
Lila looks transformed now that she has become an archfey. The colors of springtime reveal her beauty. The armor is now adorned with the colors of the spring flowers.
Lila steps forward, her eyes filled with determination and hope, as she turns towards her companions, now the ruler of the Spring Fae. We have faced great trials and overcome great challenges, and through it all, our bond has remained strong. She places her hand upon her heart, a silent gesture of unity and love towards the group that now stands before her. But now I must return to my duties as the ruler of the Spring Fae, to ensure that the balance is maintained and that the harmony of the Fae realms remains unbroken. She smiles warmly, her eyes shining with a renewed sense of purpose as she speaks her thoughts. But no, my heart shall always be with you, and though I may be away, our love and unity shall remain strong, as long as we hold it in our heart.
Until we meet again, Lila, he says softly, the pain of loss in his voice echoing through the air, yet mixed with a sense of love and hope that seems to fill the very essence of his being. We will miss you, but we know that you must continue your path now to bring peace and harmony to the Fae realm as it belongs to you.
Valerissa nods at Gromgar's words, her own heart filled with a sense of love and hope as she looks towards Lila. May your journey be guided by the light of the Fae, and may your rule over the Spring Fae be prosperous and blessed. She reaches out, gently taking Lila's hand within hers, as she offers her final words of farewell. You have grown so much, Lila, from the day we first met. I know that you will be a great leader, just like you have always been a great friend.
Tamaros steps forward, a smile of love and pride shining brightly in his eyes, as he looks towards his beloved friend. I too will miss you, Lila. But I know that the fate of the Fae realm now lies in your capable hands. He reaches out, placing his own hand upon hers, as if to seal the promise of love and unity that now binds them together. Go forth, my queen, and may your rule bring peace and prosperity to the lands that you now govern. His words are filled with a sense of hope and love, a silent prayer for her well-being and success as she begins her new path as the ruler of the Fae realm.
After bidding farewell to the now ruling queen of the Spring Fae, Gromgar takes a deep breath and steps forward, his armor weighing heavy upon his frame as he begins his journey back to his own people. Farewell, Lila, and to you, my friends. His voice is laced with the weight of memories and the love of those who had once fought together by his side. May fortune smile upon us all. As he turns to leave, he pauses for just a moment, the weight of his responsibilities and his duty weighing heavily upon him. I must now return to my people, to face their trials, and to end their sorrow with the return of their act. He clasps his hands together, bowing lowly towards Lila. May the blessings of your people be upon me, my queen. And so, with a determined stride, Gromgar sets out upon his final journey, back to his people, with a heart heavy with the love of those he has left behind him.
As Gromgar heads towards the gate, Valerissa feels the weight of her own responsibilities now that they are parted, her mind a jumble of thoughts and emotions. Take care, old friend, and know that our friendship shall endure no matter the distance. She calls out after him, her voice carrying the weight of years of loyalty and love, as she speaks her final words. May you find peace in your people, and know that we will never forget the bonds of brotherhood that we once forged in the fires of war. As he steps through the portal and disappears, Valerissa turns towards her companions with a determined look in her eyes. It's time to return home now, to continue our journey, and to face the new challenges that lie ahead. With those words spoken, she steps forward, ready to lead the party into their next adventure.
As Elendil watches his friends begin their journey homeward, he feels a twinge of sadness wash over him. I wish I could be there to watch Gromgar's homecoming, but alas, it seems my fate has led me elsewhere for now. He turns towards his companions with a smile of determination, his voice carrying the weight of love and hope. But that does not mean I shall be far from you all. For wherever you go, my heart will forever be with you, my dear friends. He raises his hand towards the sky, a silent gesture of love and unity that seems to echo the very essence of his soul. And now, to our next adventure! With those words, he steps forward, ready to face the challenges and opportunities that await them upon their next journey together.
As Aeterna watches her friends bid farewell to one who had once been her sworn enemy, she feels a mix of emotions stirring within her. Sorrow, relief, triumph. Each emotion intermingling with the others, creating a sense of balance and harmony that seems to fill her very being. To Corellon, and to all those who fought by my side, she speaks softly, her voice carrying the weight of memory and love. Thank you, my friends. Together, we have achieved what once seemed impossible. She takes a deep breath, feeling the power of her divinity flow through her, binding her together with those she has loved and fought for. But now, there is new work to be done, new challenges to be faced. She raises her arms towards the sky, her voice ringing out with a note of hope and determination. And so, we shall meet again. And when we do, know that I will be at your side once more. With those words spoken, Aeterna steps towards her portal, her heart and her soul, forever linked to those she now calls friends.
Miss Weaver remains in place, her body shimmering in the light from the sky above her. She seems to be listening and watching, as Lila and her companions part ways, knowing that her journey has only just begun, and she will need to continue her mission in guiding and protecting the balance of the Feywild.
After bidding farewell to his friends and companions, Tamara steps forward, his heart heavy with the love and the loss that have filled his days and his dreams. Farewell, my dear friends, he speaks softly, the weight of years of loyalty and love evident in every word that passes his lips. Know that wherever your journey takes you, you shall always have the love and the support of mine, as well as my unwavering faith in our unity and our strength as friends. With those final words spoken, he steps into the portal, ready to return to his true love in Nessus. May your rule be blessed and may your path be guided by the light of the Feywild. He calls out before disappearing from sight, his soul and his heart forever bound together with the love of those he has known and fought by his side throughout the trials and adventures of their quest.
Valerissa turns to Lila and her companions with a determined look in her eyes. To home, she says, her voice ringing with a newfound sense of purpose and confidence. And on to our next great adventure. She steps towards the portal, ready to lead the party on to the next chapter of their journey together.
Elendil watches Valerissa head for the portal. He smiles fondly at his companions one last time before making his move.
Mistweaver follows her friends. She feels that she's meant to be with them for a while yet, before the next phase of her life begins.
With a smile of love and determination, Elendil steps forward, joining hands with his dear friend Valerissa, as they both step through the portal towards home. The next adventure awaits, and I can't think of a better companion to face it with than you, Valerissa. His voice carries a warmth that seems to radiate through his very being, filling the air around them with the promise of love and unity that shall bind them together no matter what challenges and wonders the future may hold. So let us walk into this new path hand in hand, my love, ready to face whatever may come our way together, as we have always been. And so, with a final glance towards their friends who had journeyed with them through the trials of the past, they step through the shimmering portal, ready to begin their next adventure together.
As Valerissa and Elendil step through the portal, they find themselves standing on a lush green hill, overlooking a valley of wildflowers, their vibrant colors painting the landscape in a masterpiece of nature's beauty. "Look, my home." She points down towards the valley, a smile of happiness and relief playing upon her lips as she sees the familiar sights and sounds of her own people and land before her once more. "Now, shall we return to them? They've surely missed me." With those words, she takes a deep breath, a scent of wildflowers, and fresh earth filling her lungs as she looks towards her future with her dear companion and friend Elendil.
Lila's eyes fill with a mixture of sadness and determination as she watches her friends bid each other farewell. "Go on. You belong there by your side, Elendil." Her voice carries the weight of years of loyalty and love, echoing through the air between them. "And remember, our paths are not truly different. They only seem to lead us apart, for now." She smiles warmly, her eyes shining with love and hope as she speaks those final words. "So take care of your heart and your dreams, and know that no matter what distance separates us, the bonds of friendship and love we have forged shall forever hold us together." With one final gesture of love, she turns towards her own portal, ready to embark upon a new journey and a new role as the ruler of her people.
"Goodbye." Mistweaver looks to Lila and then back at her companions. "My path has changed. I'll miss you." Her eyes seem to mist up a little as she watches her friends step into the portals. "May your travels be peaceful and prosperous, companions," he says softly. "But I cannot help you anymore." "My task is done," she says. "I must find a new role."
And with that, the companions were separated. Elara became Aeterna and ruled all of the Nine Hells from Nessus with her chosen Tamaris. Lila left to join the Spring Fae and take her place as the Queen of the Court. Gromgar journeyed back to his people after many years apart. Elendil the Vagabond joins Valerissa, traveling back to her home. And Mistweaver the Guardian returns to the Gloaming Fae to find her new task. End of game.
So, this is really the end of this version of the adventure. Oh, by the way, this is me for real. This isn't the AI version of me that has that weird accent. So, I just wanted to tell you, this is really the end of these characters' journey. I feel like it was a success. I finally had a party who dealt with the Feywild, brought Corallon, finished off Corallon. There's a new ruler of the Nine Hells, which I didn't see coming at the beginning of the adventure. This is all because of Valerissa's comment in the first adventure about the savior of the Nine Hells, which I had no plans for. It just sort of evolved from that. So I feel like it was a success. I hope you all enjoyed. I'm probably going to start up a new crew that's going to journey with Valerissa Elendil. I don't know if Mistweaver for some reason decided that her journey was over, so I'm not sure if she's going to join Elendil again, so we'll see about that. I'm not sure what Grumgar is going to be up to. Think about that one. But I hope you all enjoyed. Take care.
Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed the adventure. Stay tuned for more episodes. You can watch us play on twitch.tv at the Guildhall Podcast channel. If you want to join a game or just say hi, stop by our Discord. Details are at the-guildhall.net. The music in this episode was created by Philip E. Ray and used under Creative Commons. Thank you, and I hope to see you next time.